Hi, everybody. Terry Brown at Bass Fan Radio. And, folks, we compare bass fishing to NASCAR all the time. So I went out and got one of the hottest drivers in the country that's driving in NASCAR. And he's also an avid bass fisherman. With me today is Ryan Newman. Ryan, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk a little bass fishing first. You know, I know you're an avid outdoorsman, love to fish, and get a chance to go once in a while, don't you?
Yeah, we do. Usually when we're at the racetrack or on race weekends, we'll take some time off NASCAR. It gives us a little time with the schedule now to go off on a Saturday afternoon and find a good fishing hole, and we've been fortunate enough to do that. Ranger Boats has been one of my sponsors and build the great bass boats, and they give us an opportunity to meet some good anglers and go out and do some fishing sometimes.
Well, I know you love to bass fish. I've seen some pictures of you trout fishing. I know you probably, whatever's going to be biting, that's what you're going to be after, right?
Yeah, I like fishing in general. I prefer bass fishing. I've always been a big bass fisherman. I like to self-proclaimed think like the fish, but other fish, it doesn't matter as much. But bass fishing seems to be very intense in that respect, and always a fish since I was a little young tyke, I guess you could say, and grew up with my grandparents' cottage in Michigan. They had a little lake, Dewey Lake, that they lived on, and did a lot of fishing with my grandfather there, and that's how I got started.
When you look back at this thing, I guess the competitive nature of what you do for a living, you know, a NASCAR driver, there can't be too many more competitive people than a NASCAR driver, but bass fishing can be that way as well.
Yes, there's two different aspects, I guess you could look at as far as bass fishing. You got the tournament fishing and you got the hobbyist fishing, and I enjoy a little bit of both of it. There's very much a competitiveness, even when you are just hobby fishing. For instance, my wife and I just this past weekend in Texas, she beat me, and that didn't go over real well with me, but you know, it's amazing how many parallels there are between driving around in a circle and casting a lure into the water.
Well, you know, you look at our sport, bass fishing, and professional bass fishing is such as it is today. You know, I look back about 15 years or so, and NASCAR had a lot of the similar roots. It's a kind of a southeastern group, and a lot of guys got after it. But man, oh man, has NASCAR taken off.
It has, and TV has helped that a lot. And I think that's what you're going to see in the next few years with how the bass fishing is now to continue growing. It'll get bigger. You know, the biggest thing is going to be, you know, adding the, or I guess maybe meshing the fans with the anglers and creating a fan following that's already started.
Well, you look back at it, you know, you've been doing this for quite a while now, still a young man and out there, and I think you're ninth overall currently in the NASCAR points and doing real well in the Nextel Cup, and looking at all the good things that are ahead for you, you're still going to fit some time in for bass fishing, I'm sure.
Oh, we do for sure. I mean, every place we go to, we try to find a good fishing place. You know, for instance, last year we went fishing at Darlington. There's a little pond outside the turn four that they call the Minnow Pond, and we caught two big old fish there. And you know, just every chance we get, myself, my wife, and some guys on the crew, we all like to go out and go fishing. We're hobbyists and freshwater lovers.
Well, you mentioned the Ranger boat. Now, I'm going to ask you a real important question. 192 plus mile an hour to get the pole last week, and now you're in your Ranger boat. You try to make that thing go pretty quick, too?
Yeah, it won't quite run 192. I think it'll come out of the water before that happens. But I've been known to run pretty quick in both of them.
Well, as the sport develops, you know, you look at NASCAR, now you go down to Daytona or somewhere, you got 200,000 plus people watching this thing. And, you know, did you have in your mind's eye that it was going to be this big when you started it? And to kind of go back and reminisce a little bit, if you would.
I've seen it grow a ton in the 5 years that I've been involved, and I've been a fan of NASCAR before that. So I've watched it grow, you know, exponentially in the last few years. From what I've seen with what bass fishing has done and how the anglers, how well-known the anglers are now. I mean, it used to, in my opinion, from what I grew up with, it used to be you knew four or five different anglers, and now it seems like you know 40 or 50, and there's way more people beyond that are growing and building their own careers. So I think bass fishing has definitely taken off. I think it's important that, you know, as much as we can with how much bass fishing is taking off, that we keep in mind the fish and what they're doing to help create the sport, because that's the thing that the sport lives off of.
Well, no doubt about it, the environmental issues that are associated with it. You know, we seem like we build more racetracks and we're building more places to play ball and do things like that, but we're not getting very many new lakes. And when you think about that, that's something we have to take into consideration with the resource we have.
Correct, and also keeping those lakes clean and fresh and the fish healthy. I guess the one thing we got going for us is you never do see a racetrack being built on top of an old fishing pond.
Well, we like that part of it ourselves. You know, that's one of those things. Now, you know, Ryan, as this thing progresses, how much, I mean, do you get to read bass fishing magazines? I know you're out on the road all the time. What are some of the things you get to do to keep your mind right about new techniques and stuff?
I read magazines. I'm kind of an old school kind of guy. I like my old Zebco 33s and Zebco 909s and things like that. That's what I grew up with, and that's what I've been grown to fish on, fish with. But read the magazines, you know, try different things, different tactics and things like that. And you know, I guess like I said earlier, when it comes to bass fishing, you have to think like the fish and understand their habitat and things like that. And I've realized after fishing so many lakes here across the United States how different the water is, and different waters and lakes and ponds and things like that are, whether it's water clarity or whether it's a rocky bottom versus a sandy bottom. Or you know, we fished in Martinsville a couple weeks ago, and there was a big reservoir, I guess it was like a 12-mile long reservoir that it was a dammed river, and it was 120 feet in the center of it, and you could be 20 feet off of shore, and it was 80 feet. And I'm used to fishing Lake Norman here, where the average depth is probably 15 or 20 feet, and it was it's just so unique and different from what I've been used to. And that's one of the things that the magazines help out with, is to be able to understand maybe different tactics for different areas.
Well, what techniques are your favorites? You like throwing spinnerbait, crankbait? What's some of the things you like to do?
I've always been a plastic rubber worm kind of guy. You know, obviously, like most people, I think purple is a good color, but that's my biggest thing. I don't mind crankbaiting and throwing a spinnerbait once in a while, but I really like fishing with the worm. To me, it seems to be the most fun.
Well, you know, there seems to be a lot of similarity between NASCAR and bass fishing, and you know, the crossover between it, golf, maybe NASCAR, some of the things that are going on. There's a lot of guys that do all three, and it's really neat to see that these sports are kind of blending together a little bit.
Yeah, everybody has to have their release of some sort, and you know, fishing is, in some respects, is mine. I enjoy it from a competitive standpoint, but I also enjoy it. I mean, I've always said there's a difference between going fishing and catching fish. And I can go out and go fishing, sit on a boat or sit on the shore or dangle my feet in the water on the pier and have just about as much fun as when I catch fish. Now, don't get me wrong, it's more fun to catch fish, but it's definitely fun for me just to be able to sit out in the environment, appreciate what God's given us, and you know, enjoy it.
Well, I got to ask you, you know, as you think about this thing, and you know, sitting behind the wheel of a car going almost 200 mile an hour, you know, we talk about how intense the sport of bass fishing is. You know, you get out there and you really have to be mentally prepared for every cast and everything else. But I would imagine it's got to be just almost unbelievable behind the wheel of that much horsepower.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely not your ordinary street car, but it's what we all do in an effort to drive around in circles, is try to go as fast as we can. And you know, the horsepower is cool, the way the car's grip is cool, but you know, I guess it makes me appreciate the simple things of throwing some 10-pound line across the top of the water and dragging a worm back through it.
Well, I tell you, you mentioned the release. You know, after a day of that, you know, you were just in Texas at Fort Worth, which you won a couple of years ago, and you finished 16th, I believe, yesterday. But you look at the rest of this thing, and that's got to be something you can just sit back, relax, take the stress off a little bit, and go out there and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, definitely. We got a beautiful day here in North Carolina today, and I see the Lake Norman sitting out in front of the house here. I'm thinking about going to make sure the old Ranger boat runs all right.
Yeah, there was just a bass event there at Lake Norman where they caught some pretty good fish on the dock, so might be a good technique to go out there and fish around some of those docks out in front of your house.
Oh, without a doubt. That's one of the things, referring to that lake in Martinsville. There was no docks on that lake, and that's just, like you said, that's what I'm used to fishing. So you have to change it up sometimes, and I understand how different and competitive it can be, you know, and how much of a home field advantage a guy can have.
Well, you know, I guess the final thing is, you know, in heat of battle, you know, here as we wrap up, the heat of battle, we see some of the NASCAR drivers getting after each other a little bit. We're noticing that in bass fishing a little bit, too.
Oh, there's going to be trash talking as long as there's competitiveness in any sport. I've seen it firsthand in what I do, and I've seen it secondhand in bass fishing. But, you know, it's part of everyday life. I guess as long as we're human, that's going to be that way.
Well, Ryan, I appreciate you being with us in a very, very busy schedule, and NASCAR and bass fishing go hand in hand. Thanks for being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.